This is the brief on pensions and divorce settlements. Look, when it comes to divorce, pensions are often the biggest asset right after the family home, so you've really got to understand how they work. It basically comes down to three stages: finding the money, valuing it, and then dividing it. First, you have to track down every single pension scheme. We're talking five different kinds here: state pensions, defined benefit schemes, those are the ones with a guaranteed income, defined contribution schemes, where all the investment risk is on you, and then any specialized funds like SIPs or even overseas pensions. Second, once you've found them all, you need to figure out what they're actually worth. Now, you'll get a number called the cash equivalent transfer value, or CETV. But here's the thing, and it's a common expensive mistake: relying on that number alone can be really misleading. For complex plans, you absolutely need an independent expert assessment, called an actuarial report, to get the true value. And finally, once you know the real number, it's time for the division. There are three ways this can go. The most common is a pension sharing order, which pretty much just splits the fund. Another way is offsetting, where you trade the pension value for another asset, like a bigger share of the house. There is a third option, an attachment order, but it's so rare we can basically set it aside. So it all boils down to getting that valuation right and then deciding strategically whether to split that asset or trade it for something else in the family pot.